Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Good evening, everybody. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, honey, and the team is here hovering around.
We love that. It's the explorations I'm here for.
Yes, I know. Tonight's show, very, 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 very interesting, making friends with your subconscious. So tonight, we're going to discuss this unique relationship we have with our subconscious and the beliefs that are held in the subconscious and how they show up in our lives. This is just going to be a fascinating evening. And I'm very excited about this. You know, the team had me put on here. It was a don't miss show, and I'm absolutely convinced because they've just been coming through like crazy for the last couple of days. So I'm wired to the moon considering I've had no sleep. And you, Veronica?
I'm happy, I'm healthy, and I slept really well last night. Does that count?
Yeah,
but my subconscious has been yanking me around. I'm doing some kind of a dance between what's hidden and what's really on top. The on top stuff seems pretty bright.
Yes, it's that hidden stuff that we're really dancing around with.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk about tonight's show dedication to this exciting time of awakening and empowerment for all of humanity. And I have to say that I have never been more excited than I have been this week. I mean, in between some of my other craziness. But and I'm having my shirt. Just everybody so that you know that are listening out there, do not think for one moment that I am not dealing with all my crap, too, because I am. So I just want you to know. It's a ride. This is the real. This is the. What is it? How many flags is that place called? The amusement park.
I think it's Six Flags.
Six Flags, that one. Mm-hmm.
It went bankrupt. Bob said.
Oh, okay, great.
Oh, great. That's all we need, right?
So anyway, this is, you know, we had the summer solstice on Sunday. Saturday was, I felt a very heavy energy. Sunday, I was absolutely, I think I could have electrocuted anything. I didn't go near water for fear that I get electrocuted myself. Monday, we hit that full moon in Cancer, very powerful full moon, really powerful. And huge time for setting intentions, which full moons are, or new moon, sorry, not full moon, new moon. New moons always are. But this one was extraordinarily powerful. And we've had very strange days since coming out of the solstice. And I think a lot of people are feeling that things are different, but there is a strangeness to the energy. Have you noticed this, Veronica?
Well, all I know is that our computers have all gone down. So we were offline for quite a long time over Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then today.
I'm not surprised. I am not. I had to reload all my systems as well. So this is energetically, it's been an extraordinary time. Like I said, I've just been wired to the moon, and I'm actually very excited because I've been tired for a long time. So this is a real great. I probably didn't want to go to this extreme, however.
Take up tap dancing. It'll work.
Yeah, right. So I wanted to share a couple of things, even though these were sent out. With the channelings, this one in particular I felt was really, I just took a couple of excerpts out of it. Unusual foot pain and discomfort in the feet, aching, burning, nerve sensations, perhaps a bruised feeling all in the feet and legs, by the way. Common symptoms of new anchoring in and grounding to the earth. And interestingly enough, I have felt more grounded than I have felt in 5 years. Which has been a real exciting thing to me. Lower leg discomfort can occur as well. We're pulling much energy into the earth now and holding it there, and our feet and lower legs are working overtime, and they are.
Are you feeling leg discomfort whilst you're feeling so grounded?
No, I often have leg discomfort, for, you know, depending on where the energies are, mm-hmm. but I haven't. No, I think not as much. But you know, I'm so wired, it's hard to tell.
Jackie, come down from the ceiling.
Yeah, really. Goes on to say, little excerpts here, still have one foot in one reality and the other foot in another reality. You'll know this to be true if you're experiencing enormous highs and incredible joy at one moment, then suddenly a severe drop in your energy with feelings of sadness, anger, frustration, and great pain in other moments. I think a lot of people are experiencing this right now. One moment feeling totally confident and strong, and another moment having other feelings coming up, feeling highly emotional when something wonderful happens with great gratitude, you know, saying, I think I'm going to cry, along with, this makes me so emotional, can end up almost being a new mantra. you know, many of us have spent months preparing for this time of departure by letting go of everything possible. And this is letting go of the old life, the old world, basically. Either voluntarily or not, being tethered to anything that is back there will almost certainly hold us back and tie us down. We absolutely have to be free and clear with no connecting energy lines to the old in order to move across the dimensional border. Now, this I thought was a real interesting statement, Veronica, because I have been dealing with some old stuff coming up around the new. I assume that many of us are.
You know what I've been dealing with is considering what my identity has been and what it is and what it really is versus what I've been holding on to.
This is a very interesting statement, and I want to touch on this here. I think a lot of this has to do with empowerment, and in a way, our fear of being powerful. And I think, I don't know that you have fear of being powerful, but I think a lot of people do. And I think
I do.
Okay, I think we are looking at, if I'm really powerful, I'm going to be public, I'm going to be visible. And I think that we have, again, this internal struggle, a subconscious level, about being visible. I think a lot of this, you know, relates back to Atlantis, to our abuse of power or allowing abuses of power in Atlantis. Because we all participated in some levels, you know, because the experimentations at that time, we were allowed to do things that today, I would say, we are not allowed to do, like moving soul energy into new blended beings and so on, of animal and human and so on. That privilege was taken away from us because we abused it horribly.
Mm.
And abuses of power, energies with crystals, and so on and so forth. What I'm seeing with people, and I find this very interesting, that this sorrow over Atlantis, this loss, also at the time of death, we've taken so many people back to Atlantis. Some people were there for all three destructions. But interestingly enough, at the time of death, the sorrow and frustration, guilt, shame. So many people felt that had others shown up like they were supposed to, they could have avoided the disaster. They knew how to do this and work their magic, and some people were afraid and ran. This is embedded so deeply in our unconscious that I think this is part of the struggle we have with being powerful again and stepping forward.
And fear of our own power, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you know, and it's been quoted several times about the fact that this is our greatest fear, is that we are really powerful, which means we have to be responsible. And we've all been so used to dealing from a victim perspective that, you know, being powerful means you don't get to be a victim anymore, that you're taking responsibility for what happens to you and making choices. They may not always be the right choices, but taking responsibility for the outcomes. That's a big step.
Mm-hmm.
Letting go of any resentment is vitally important if we're to move forward, if we can accept that we agreed to move into lower vibrating situations in order to bring in more light, and we're therefore misled so that we would indeed go and know that we are now very done with that and that it was necessary at the time, then it can be easier to let go and move forward. Continuing to hold resentment and negativity can keep us back. duh. Surrender is also key to arriving in a new place, knowing that many of you are surrendering very well. Our new roles and new spaces may not be what we would have ever imagined for ourselves. But if we choose to surrender and accept what is being revealed to us, and if it feels fairly good and fairly right, even if it's a big step or quite a stretch for us, in the end we will look back and be so very glad that we agreed to accept what was being revealed to us and what we've been asked to do. These are just feelings that I think a lot of people are going through right now. Our souls are always at the helm. They always, but always serve as the beacon that guides us to our next step, or rather to the new place that we had determined before our birth this time around. We're going into very new territory now. That's an understatement. Rapidly and swiftly moving into the positions of our soul's purpose. In this way, much of our ego or controlling selves needs to be out of the way, or at least willing to accept something very new and different. Resistance from a lower vibrating, controlling, or angry ego can wreak havoc with this process. Time to step up to the plate. We're now holding much more energy of the light and holding as well the new blueprints for the very new planet Earth. I thought that all of that was really profound and very appropriate for tonight.
Mm.
So we're going to talk about the subconscious and unconscious mind based on summer solstice that we've just gone through. And I think it's, we've never been in a position like we are right now where we are, you know, the team has been working with us for months and months of, you know, to identify, transmute, and change all subconscious and unconscious beliefs, drives, programs, and contracts. So this is including the collective, our piece of the collective that we all hold. And so this is a really big, big, big deal. And Veronica, I know you've had some experiences with this week, and I'd love for you to share whenever you're ready.
Which the identifying the subconscious and the unconscious.
Well, beliefs? No, I mean stuff showing up that you're. Are you having experiences or recognizing this week places where beliefs are holding you back?
Yeah, you bet. I think I've been working mostly on identity. I'm trying to think offhand of what the actual experiences are, but I keep running into the belief that I am this way or I am that way, none of which is true. So I'm afraid, or I'm not enough, or all this kind of hoo-ha. But it's sort of resonating in my face. It's quite weird. It's like I'm.
Oh, so it's coming at you in a way.
Yeah, I keep looking at it, going, "That's not me, is it?"
Okay. Well, then if it's.
And then at times I feel way taller.
Okay, but if it's coming at you, then in there somewhere is a belief that your subconscious is holding around those issues, that you're not enough, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What else could it be for you?
There's a thing about male dominance that you and I were talking about earlier.
Oh, yes. This is a big one. Really up for everybody because this is a collective. It's sitting in the unconscious as well as the subconscious. So we're dealing with it from this lifetime, all lifetimes, and the planetary collective, which is the male chauvinism, domination, distorted visions and versions of God and Jesus. That's come up this week. And what that does is separate us from being able to integrate the divine masculine.
Mm-hmm.
Because the masculine is the one that brings into manifestation. The feminine creates. The masculine manifests. So if we don't have those in balance, if we're still dealing with our issues with the masculine, we will not integrate our own masculine. It'll come in distorted.
And the feminine is like that too, isn't it? When we're running the programs that have come in from the past, rather than seeing in the moment the potential of it, you know, it's like, Like you're trying to be safe around a man, or being safer because you're with a man.
Oh, were we playing volleyball? Because I just got that one. It was a great serve. Thank you. Okay, yes, that's up in my life this week very much.
But I just want to say something kind of glib and funny, but to me it had quite a potency. Remember a long time ago, I was very, very single, and I was walking along with a friend of mine who was way, way younger, and he's very tall. And I noticed that when I was walking beside him, which is rare for me to walk by a man at that time, I felt safer, stronger, and more empowered. It was a really weird thing, and I went, ooh, that's the archetype of what I expect the male to be like. So we fell into that role together. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It didn't come from logic. It came from some kind of imprint.
Well, there is a drive within all of us to, especially now, and so many people have been talking about the new love, the new relationships that are coming in, and so on and so forth, that this is when we are with, whether it's a male being with a female, or female being with a male,
mm-hmm.
okay, that those energies together can amplify, okay, and very much archetypally bring together the masculine and feminine in an incredible way, which can move us forward, move us up and out to a higher level and dimension. There's no question about that. I mean, that's a whole show.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, our subconscious and unconscious stuff around abandonment, separation, you know, going back to our relationship with God and with Goddess, and fathers,
mm-hmm.
lovers, husbands, doctors, priests, you know, presidents, whatever.
Emotional honesty.
Yes. Well, I mean, we're still dealing with all this stuff. And, you know, we need to get down to the crux of this, which is, we all need to be journaling right now our dreams. You know, you don't have to journal the whole dream, but at least look at what's the message, no matter how bizarre the dream is,
mm-hmm.
and everything that's coming up for us right now, so that we can start identifying, because this is the opportunity right now. What belief am I holding in the subconscious? You may not be able to access the collective in the unconscious, but you're going to get whiffs of it through the subconscious around any and all issues, because everybody right now is at this launching place of stepping into their power, stepping into responsibility, stepping into the being spiritually tough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I always hate the spiritual warrior. You know, we always get the Archangel Michael with the sword and everything, and that gets kind of distorted.
Whack,
but,
whack.
Yeah, right. I mean, more of the spiritually tough,
mm-hmm.
to be able to now step into our new roles. And, I mean, we've been kicking our toes in the sand for a very long time here, going, oh, I'm not enough, you know. Oh, I can't do that, you know.
I want to mention something that your friends Judith and Jim, who did a wonderful interview with me on Tuesday.
Yes.
And it was Jim that said how interesting it is that, for example, the old tradition between the male and female, then during the, it was the Elizabethan or Victorian age, where they called, the men went to work and they called it going to the works. And the woman stayed at home, and when he came home, and he had been through many trials, she did the gifting. And what's interesting in the gifting was running the house and feeding him and all that sort of stuff. And anyway, he said what's really interesting about that is that that is deeply embedded in the collective psyche, that the woman, the feminine, doesn't get paid for her work. And the reason I'm mentioning it right now is because what we're talking about is bringing up some subconscious programming, and sometimes we have to fight like the Dickens to yank them up, look at them, and get beyond them, don't we, so we can fly free and be the new divine feminine and masculine.
This is so important, and, oh, God, it's important. Looking at this from every, we're here to create the new world, to make a new map, to write a new book of how to. And the only way we're going to get there is to literally make friends with our subconscious. And I want to talk here for a moment about Dolores Cannon. It sounds like a sidebar, but Dolores, in, for any of you who have read any of her books, she's got, I think, 13 or 14 of them out there. When she does the regressions, and I trained with her, she goes in and works with the subconscious. And a very funny story, she was working with the subconscious of some man who just wasn't getting it. He was working too hard and so on. And the subconscious said to Dolores, well, we're just going to give him a heart attack. And
okay.
Dolores had to argue with him about, please don't give him a heart attack. I'll convince him not to work so hard. And
does that mean we can actually dialogue with our own subconscious then?
That's where I'm going.
Yeah.
The whole point here is that it's going to take some time to make friends with the subconscious. And first of all is getting in there and really working with what are my beliefs, okay? You know, what are my beliefs that are held in the subconscious? And your life is a reflection of them. It's really fairly simple. How does your life look? Do you have a relationship that you want? Do you have the money you want? Are you doing the work that you want to be doing? You know, these are pretty simple. If I don't have this, what do I have to believe? Hello. Okay. You know, is your life magical or are you running into obstacles everywhere? Okay. What do you have to believe about that? Okay. You know, what do I believe about being powerful? Do I have a problem with being powerful? Do I resent people who are powerful? Do I have judgments on that? You know, this is where you need to start journaling, and don't expect to go around in there and work with your subconscious and clear everything in one fell swoop. That's not going to happen.
Oh, darn.
But determining what those beliefs are about deservability, about, you know, being powerful. You know, we've got a lot of stuff in our subconscious that we've fed into it, okay, or has been fed into it, about the negative side of being powerful and responsibility. You know, when you say the word responsibility, you go, oh, you know, people are terrified of the word responsibility. But to be powerful, you have to be responsible. You can no longer be a victim because when you're powerful and responsible, you take responsibility for what you're creating. You don't get to blame anyone else because you've reached a point where you understand that everything in your life is a reflection of your beliefs, period. Okay? I'm in relationship right now, and I'm dealing with a lot of my old stuff. It's been very, very interesting. I'm all over the map. And what I'm seeing is that in many ways this person, which really is the truth, is a blank canvas for me. And as soon as I change my thinking, the whole energy shifts. And if I change it over here, it shifts. And so I'm having to literally, it's like guiding a spaceship. I'm like one little turn and poof, you know. And it's fascinating to me. It's not that it's not frustrating. Of course it is. But I'm getting it back that it's about me. It's about me. We want to look outside of ourselves at the other person. But they're really reflecting back to us our stuff because we really are all one. So it's, you know, it's very, very interesting, subconscious, and I have to just check my notes. I'm going to let the team come in early tonight because there's so much information.
It's a very dynamic time, very.
Journaling. They've been on this all week long about writing down beliefs. What do I have to believe? What's coming up in my dreams? What's coming up in my daily experience? And some of the stuff is coming at us, and we're going, oh, you know, what happened? How did I miscreate this? And all it is your subconscious saying, okay, you're not getting it through the dream state, so I'm going to have to bring it at you, push it into your experience for you to take a look at it. This is also intention and attention. You know, Lazarus talked about this years ago, how important this was going to become. And I'm seeing now that intention and attention, and it's not going to tell anybody it's easy, but it's like a making a constant adjustment of what's my real intention for every experience. You know, where am I putting my attention? Am I putting my attention on the fact that I don't have something I want? Or am I putting my attention on the exciting things of creating change, of the incredible opportunity to go in and really make a friend of my subconscious and start changing these beliefs that have held me back from having everything that I ever imagined, from making a map that will allow me to share that with others? I mean, to me, I find that incredibly exciting. Because our subconscious, you know, if we think of it as fairly neutral, the beliefs it's holding, okay, are the beliefs that have been set in there. And they start, you know, a lot of times in utero. So can we access it? And I know the team's going to go into that. This subject may go on for a couple of weeks because I think there's so much information. And I know, Veronica, you wanted to get into the dynamic with children because this is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to bring that up now?
Well, I don't know, except that you mentioned in utero. And what about other lives? I mean, how much of it comes in with us as well?
Well, again, this is sitting in the collective.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is we don't always have access to it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But in this particular lifetime, I guarantee you that you're coming in this lifetime. And this, to me, I see as kind of a summary lifetime. We're bringing kind of a summary of our issues, you know, that we've had for multiple lifetimes, coming in to really shift these for ourselves and the collective, because I can tell you everybody listening tonight has the ability and certainly came in with the intention of having a major impact on the collective based on all of you've taken on, and all of you are amazing and courageous. So our dynamic, which I know you want to talk about children, the people that we came in with in this lifetime, especially in our soul family or family itself, may have been extraordinarily challenging for all of us. How about you, Veronica?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yowza. So,
but it's really hard to imagine how we, and that's what you and I were talking about earlier, how do you really deal with, I mean, is that subconscious, or where does that all come from when it is so terrific between parents and children, you know?
Subconscious and unconscious. And because when I look at it energetically today, what's happening is that we're spiraling through not only this lifetime, but through threading through these other lifetimes as we're trying to heal and change the dynamics in these relationships, which make them really loaded. Really loaded. And, you know, I had a session with somebody that works on me, that was cleaning me up the other night. And because I had been triggered by something that really triggered disappointment with men. And it was my response to an experience and a situation. It triggered all my old stuff. And I'm on the phone as this person is pulling this stuff out. And the comment was that he needed a, what the hell, a permit, an archaeological dig permit, which I thought was so damn funny, and this stuff was
funny.
Pouring out of my second chakra, and the disappointment went so far back, so ancient. I'm holding onto the kitchen sink because I'm cooking dinner, and I'm going, ow! And this disappointment and sorrow pouring out of me, over and over and over again, this is something that we couldn't even determine how much of it was collective and mine or whatever, because it was just pouring out like, you know, one of those great big pipes that you unlock, you know, at a dam. And it was fascinating how, from a feminine perspective, the disappointment that we've had in our relationships with men throughout our history on this planet of them not showing up when we needed them or not doing them. I just thought, God, is this really humanly possible?
I think that they didn't show up because they didn't have Twitter.
Is that... For any of you that don't know what Twitter is, you tell them.
Well, I don't have it, but it's some kind of a texting system where people
can
be connected.
Yes, it's an internet kind of. It's very funny. Okay.
That's why we call them, you little twits.
Okay, I'm going to bring in the team. They're like jumping all over the place right now. All right. Yes, we were eager to get in tonight. All right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Veronica.
Hi, welcome.
Big subject tonight. Big subject tonight. And we're going to be moving energies, everyone, as you're listening. So be forewarned. Subconscious and unconscious. You are now sitting at a golden opportunity. A golden opportunity. One that all of you had hoped so much would occur. Where you would have the opportunity now to unlock these restrictions and false beliefs about who you are, going back to you, Veronica. The false beliefs that have kept you small, that have kept you limited, that have kept you from loving yourselves and being willing to receive, that have kept you angry, hurt, resentful, untrusting, as we knock at the channel's door, untrusting, there's so much more.
Can I just say that it seems to me to be interesting to be trying to trust ourselves to be who we are, but the subconscious has so many things in it that we don't know what's going to come out, so it's really hard to really trust ourselves. Do you
all
know
right.
what I mean?
So again, all right, begin journaling.
Okay.
All right, for months now we've said to you, all right, as you go to sleep at night after the show, all right, call us in to identify, transmute and change all subconscious and unconscious beliefs, programs, drives, contracts. You get into the drives and the programs and you get into more matrices, collective and otherwise. Some of you have had such creative lives, you've got your own little matrix going on in addition to the collective, but woven into it. Now, what's your role in this? Because we've been stirring the pot, very much so. What's your role? To decipher, to take the time. What is my belief? All right? Now, you can't just say, okay, that's it, I don't want to believe that anymore, I'm done. No! Subconscious isn't going to go along with that. Absolutely will not. Might work for a day or two, and that's about it. This is why when people did affirmations, it worked for a while, but it didn't hold. The attempt really was to reprogram the subconscious. But you see, people did it by rote. They were just saying the words, but they didn't really believe it. All right? I'm beautiful, I'm rich, I'm this, I'm that. But the other program that was running is, I never get what I want. I'm too fat, I'm too thin, I'm too tall, I'm too short. I'm too old, I'm too young. I'm not worthy. I'm flawed. I'm filled with shame. On and on and on and on. And so you have these two programs And if you could imagine two programs countering one another in your computer, it's the same thing. It slows down the works. Pretty soon the computer crashes. So, this is diligent work, people. This is diligent work. This is going to take some time and effort on your part. Oh, and these crazy dreams you're all having. What the hell was that dream about? And the alligator, and then the elephant, and then a Cadillac, and, you know, what was all that about? Sit with these things. What you want is a journal of beliefs. This is your finished product over here. I think it all boils down to when I get through all this other journal. Here it is. I believe this. I got to believe this because based on my reality, I got to believe this. Over here. All right. I had an experience today and somebody was very attacking to me. Wow. What was that about? What's my subconscious trying to tell me through this experience? Where did I get caught off guard? All right. Maybe my belief is that when I try to move forward, I'm going to be attacked. I'm not safe. Ooh, there's a good one. All right, write that down over here on belief. And so you go, belief by belief. Now, you're not. We want you to understand. We'll help stir them up with you. And we will join with you in changing them. We're not going to even get to that piece of changing the beliefs tonight until all of you this week start working on it, because this is a big project, people. What do I think my beliefs are? What do I think my beliefs are? Well, I just can't seem to get ahead. Oh, all right. Every time I get a little money ahead, something breaks over here. What do you think the belief would be, Veronica?
I can't really have enough. I can't really have a lot of, I don't create money easily.
I don't deserve to have money.
Mm.
So every time I get a little bit ahead, it goes right out over here. So you've got a deservability issue. Got a little bit of victim going on, a little bit of martyr going on, too. You want to play with these things, people. You really want to play with them. I can't meet a man or a woman. Oh, well, that will take you some time. What are your beliefs? How is your relationship with mom and dad? What do you believe about men and women? Do you trust them? Were you so damaged in childhood that you're still trying to heal that, and so you're afraid? So you push them away before they ever get there? When you look at somebody who's in relationship, what are your judgments about it? Oh, God, I'll never have a relationship like that. Bingo. I never get to have what I really want. You see, for years, Lazar said this. It was very, very profound. You will get what you want, not necessarily what you ask for. And the reason that statement was made is because it's coming out of your subconscious. I want this, or I intend this. We see this in your intentions in the work with us, the written intentions. I intend to have this, and we've had this feedback from people that says, I didn't get my intention. All right? That's why we're working with your subconscious. Because if your subconscious has been programmed by you with all kinds of beliefs that are in opposition to what you say you want, your subconscious is going to win. This is where we want you to do some digging, people. Now, we're going to work with all of you tonight. With your permission, I'm going to ask you to call us in, including your higher selves and souls and guides. Believe us when we tell you everyone is on board with this, because this is an extraordinary opportunity now. An extraordinary opportunity. Think of your subconscious as the room monitor. And they're only going to let in the room those things that you have programmed it to believe you want. Want. Notice we said want, not ask for. Based on your actions, not your words. Your words can be involved there too, but it's your actions and your beliefs, you see. Those beliefs that go swimming through your mind. And this is where intention and attention are so critical. Critical now. Where am I putting my intention? Where am I putting my attention? Look at your victim. Look at your martyr. I am such a good person. I've given so much in this lifetime. And I've not been appreciated. That is going to keep you right where you are. What else can come up? Now, Veronica, let's go back to children with you. These very deep. Deep relationships, all right, that are immediate reflections, not the kind you all want. Difficult ones, aren't they?
Very difficult sometimes. And not just the ones I've been through, but I see it with many people. And the children themselves suffer, right? But you know what's interesting is it doesn't seem to get better as they get older in some cases. It goes on for like 50, 60, 70 years.
Well, again, all right. All right, especially this lifetime, people. Yeah. Allowing now, but again, we're going to go back to your beliefs here. You have to let go, and we certainly believe that those that are listening to this program tonight, we certainly hope you've let go of the idea that your children are a reflection of you, that if they fail, you have failed. Because this is a really a very misleading belief and one that will not serve you well. You will never unhook as long as you believe that.
Never. You mean from them?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Nor will you allow them to walk through what they must walk through. They have their own soul's path and journey. But parents, through this interesting thing you call guilt, try to save their children. And then get angry at them for being disappointed because the children don't do what it is that the parent expected them to do when they saved them. I'm going to save you. And now you're going to be totally different. And of course they never are, because they don't get to grow, do they?
No.
Now, we're not talking about abandoning your children, people. And this goes beyond children. You have other relatives that this is the case with.
But just say the thing about abandoning, I was just thinking how deeply, deeply, deeply pained most parents I know are when their child goes through an incredible journey, a difficult perhaps negative journey. It's
That's
really
correct.
Hard to unhook that. Hmm?
Well, you have many people on the planet now, especially dealing with your drug issues today.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And these sensitive children as well. Dealing with issues where children are taken down, where the parents feel helpless to change it. And they are. They can love them. and allow them to walk through. Send them all the love and light that they possibly can. But love them enough to walk through what they must walk through. Some of these children will leave the planet. And it will be painful. There's no way for us to say it's not going to be painful to lose a child. It's always horrendously painful. But we hope that you do everything in full consciousness. Do what you can do. We're not saying, well, you know, Johnny or Mary or Bob or whatever are doing drugs. I'm just going to ignore it and let them ruin their life. No. Try to assist in the ways that you can, especially when they're younger.
Is their life actually ruined? I mean, if they do the drug route, do they actually gain what it is they're looking for as a soul?
All right. There are contracts here going on. Remember this, Veronica. So you're playing out a group dynamic. All right. It's a group dynamic. Many people have turned to drugs. Can they come out the other side? Is it possible for them to go through this journey doing that very thing and come out the other side of it? Yes. It does happen for many people. There are many that it doesn't. But to be racked with guilt, all right, will destroy your life in the process as well. That's not the goal. Many of these young people are doing other things that you're not aware of, right? Exploring other avenues.
You mean like criminal behavior? Or?
Oh, many things, yes. Many things. And we don't want to get too sidetracked here with that subject tonight.
Yeah. Okay.
We'd like to stay with the subconscious if at all possible, because this is a big push.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of help to help all of you to work with this wonderful opportunity to start unlocking, getting you out of the prison of the subconscious and the collective unconscious. Now, let's talk about, if we can, just one belief here for a moment. All right? One belief, and we will go into a little bit of what you can do to work with a belief. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a belief that I'm not going to... Give us a belief, Veronica. Some belief that you think is... It's pretty prevalent out there, or one of your own.
I'm not good enough, I guess. Something's wrong with me.
Oh, let's do a juicy one.
Okay.
I'm too different.
Okay.
Didn't you feel different as a child?
I don't belong, yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. And if people know who I really am, I'm going to get beat up and made fun of. And I'll be ostracized. Terrifying for a child, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
To be ostracized. To be banished, you see. Banished. And that's how they feel. And you're already seeing this in your press about children.
Mm-hmm.
All right? On these blogs or whatever, who kill themselves because somebody starts a rumor about them.
Mm-hmm.
Banished, you see, or shamed. All right, so the belief is, what are we working with? I'm not enough, I'm not good enough, I'm too different.
I'm too different. Mm-hmm. I'm too different, yeah.
All right, because all of you out there listening have dealt with this. You're all different, all right?
Yeah.
In a nice way, if we do mean this in a loving way.
And
all
thank
right.
heaven, right?
Yes. Oh, what's what you came to do?
Yeah.
The first thing, get really clear about this belief. Don't be, get the words down right. All right? Go into meditation with your child. All right? And talk to your child as the future self. And you convince them that they're wonderful, that they're unique, that they came here for a reason, special purpose. And even though it might be a little difficult now, overall, they're wonderful. And someday people will absolutely adore who they are. Go into a very intimate dialogue with them. Let them tell you how they feel. Listen to them. That's step one. You're going to want to talk to your adolescent as well, because your adolescent, well, they may have suffered even more. And young adult. What happened to the young adult? A lot of times the young adult, all right, who's smart enough by then, tried to fit in. I don't want to be this different. I want to get married. I want to have children. I want to have a normal life. This is usually what happens when they get there. I'm going to try to be normal. Which, of course, they're not. But they're going to try to be. Or else they run their rebellion in a whole different way, which can include drugs, Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
Can include drugs. So, you want to work with all of them, all right, until they absolutely know from you that there was nothing flawed and wrong about them. And then, go into a separate meditation. Now, you may have to meet with your children more than once. This is not a let's rush through this. This is not fast track, people. These are major changes. Then, a wonderful meditation. You can do any one that you wish, but this is one that Lazarus has done very many times. And it works. You get on a damned elevator, go into a good meditative state, get on an elevator, push the button that says subconscious, go down, get off the elevator. Very white, very sterile environment. Go down the hallway until you see the room that says, Room of Beliefs. This is not rocket science, people. All right, go into the room. Here's all these nice card files up against the wall, alphabetical. All right? What would you look it up under? Different? So you go to D, all right? That's where I'd file it under D, different, all right? Go to D, find the card alphabetically. Pull the card behind it up so that when you go back to put the new card in, you know where to put it. All right?
Yep.
Take the card over to your workstation. It's your meditation. There's a workstation with all the tools you need to do this. Change the belief. Scratch it out. Big X through it. Some of you may be very funny and creative. A big circle with an X through it. Tear it up. Cut it up. Burn it up. Take a new card. There's a stack of them on your workstation. Write the new belief. Put it back in the file. But when you write it, you've already worked with your child, your adolescent, your young adult. You may have to work with your middle age, you know, whatever. And you're feeling solid about this. This, and from an empowered perspective, is my new belief. Replacing the old belief. I'm not different. I'm unique. So the new belief is, I am uniquely wonderful. May have to put that in a new place. May have to go to you. All right. I'm an amazing star. Whatever the belief is, but make sure it's solid for you. Don't use somebody else's words or our words or anybody else's. File it away. Don't do more than one belief at a time, people. This is not a race. and it's a time to integrate. These are permanent changes that you're working with here. And you want to see what happens if it takes hold. Leave the room, close the door, back up the elevator, come out of meditation. All right? Sit with it. And when you work with your children, you may want to call in your higher self and your soul as well. But this is big work. These are beliefs that you've held not only in this lifetime, but in many cases, all your human lifetimes, it may have woven into each and every one.
Mm.
This is important work, people. And we're here to help you.
And we need to wrap up fairly shortly.
Oh, all right. Veronica, talk about your show. And we're going to continue on next week with more work around this subject.
I'd like that.
All right. Are you on board with that, Veronica?
Very much so, yes.
All right. Very good. Now you talk about your show.
Okay, my show next week, Paradigm Shifters, Radiance at 4 o'clock next Tuesday on BBS, is about following through on exploring our own identity and what we've used to create that. It's a call-in show. We learn meditations. Paradigm Shifters is an interview with Rowena Kreider, who's an amazing woman who's she does art that's very creative, uses multidimensional symbolism and so on, and her journey has been really out there. So it should be a very interesting interview. Thank you.
Wonderful. It sounds wonderful. Now, again, people, we want to remind you that we would love to work with you tonight. Call us in. Ask for assistance to identify, transmute, and change, okay? We're not going to change these beliefs for you, but we're going to help you identify them. Yes, there are going to be some changes. You're going to see some things happening, but you've got to do the work. And we are here to join with you in doing that. We love you all, each and every one of you. Remember what an exciting time this is. This is the time when you truly step into your power. Don't be afraid of your power, people. It's beautiful. It's what you came here to do. You are here to bridge for so many others. What a wonderful time. Veronica, you know that we love you very much.
Thank you.
We send to each and every one of you our total, complete, unconditional love. A big applause from the other side of the veil for all of you. And until we speak with you again in this format, we look forward to seeing you next week or speaking with you. We see you, but you don't see us. Or some of you do. Until then, namaste.
And thank you for you, the team, and Jackie. Blessings.
You are welcome, dear.